Well then, I wasn't pretty, if I'm honest. That was a tough watch for most of that game, and it wasn't what I expected to see either, to be completely honest with you. But, you know, we got the win, we're through to the third round of the Carabao Cup, which is where everyone wants to be, really, isn't it? In the third round of the Carabao Cup. So, yes, we did end up getting that win, 2-1. And to be completely honest with you, the game was rather completely changed on its head, really, by a couple of moments of quality. Nonny Madueke in the first half was absolutely fantastic, and he actually played well all game, probably my man of the match. I thought Levi Colwell as well was excellent. Enzo Fernandez, as you would expect in a game like that, to come on and essentially be the best player on the pitch, which, as I say, you'd hope he would be in a game like that. I'd need to see it again for their penalty, but from where I was sitting in Matthew Harding's, I had a pretty good view of it. It looked like a pretty poor mistake from Robert Sanchez, connecting with their big lad, I believe it's called Harry Pell, who obviously made the most of it, and then they convert that penalty and puts under quite a lot of pressure. They didn't really have heaps of chances for the rest of that first half, but we were poor, really, really poor. I thought Cucurella was again shocking, worst player on the pitch yet again against Wimbledon, which is a real concern. So yeah, that wasn't good at all. But you know, it's one of those, isn't it, where I guess in a cup game like that, they're going to be really up for it, and they were. They came in their droves, to be honest. There were so many people in the Wimbledon end. Fair play to them. They made a lot of noise, and obviously they got their moment technically twice with celebrating the penalty and then obviously scoring it. But you know, look, games like this, they're a bit tricky. You've got a lot of new faces in that team, and they clearly, most of them have never played football with each other, and you could see that. But you know, the connections were worrying, if I'm honest. They just weren't there. You know, the left side was poor, and when Jackson came on, it did link up a lot better. He linked up well. I thought Gallagher had another pretty good game. He's always so busy and getting involved, which is, you know, what we want to see. Obviously, you know, led the team out today and ended up getting us through, so we're happy with that. Obviously, Nonny won the pen, scored the pen just before half time, which I think, you know, obviously completely changes the game, doesn't it? From 1-0 down to Wimbledon at home, I think there would have been some pretty difficult conversation. I'm sure they probably still were at half time from Poch to some of those players. But in the end, obviously getting at 1-1, we kind of felt that we were probably going to be okay from there. And we were, as a result, fine. Second half, you know, we controlled the game pretty much. They did have a couple of chances on the counter attack, which was a bit worrying. But in the end, you know, their keeper makes a pretty calamitous error. And Enzo, calm as you like, slots it into the bottom corner. He should have done it again at the end when their keeper came up for a corner, but he managed to miss. And yeah, I don't really know what else to really say on that. Obviously, Nico Jackson, I saw him at the end. He looked pretty frustrated, which I quite like as a striker, to be honest. You know, if they haven't scored, I always like them to be a little bit angry, sad, frustrated, upset, whatever the emotion is that you haven't scored. I think that's a good sort of thing to have, you know, a constant want to score goals, a bit like a keeper or a defender kind of conceding later on. I like that in a striker. It's a good mentality to have. So yeah, players who stood out, obviously Madueke was the best player on the pitch. No, he wasn't. It was Enzo when he came on. But Madueke consistently for 90 minutes was fantastic, I thought. You know, he was constantly taking people on, which not a lot of players could do. Obviously, Jackson came on and looked pretty sharp at half-time. Had a good 45 minutes of link-up play. You know, perhaps could have got a goal. We never really got his crucial chance. I will say on Madueke as well, just to go back to him, he should have scored at the end. In the last 15 minutes or so, we had a bit of a barrage of chances that we probably should have scored. His was one of them. Again, nice link-up play, got himself free, just sort of 7-8 yards out on the right side, left side of the goal, I should say, and he should have scored. He did hit the target, it was saved, and went out for a corner. I thought, obviously, Enzo came on and was fantastic. As I said, he did score. He should have scored again. So, you know, and he obviously got a good reception from the fans, as you'd expect, which is great to see. Yeah, I think, you know, who else played well? Cole was brilliant, as always. You know, he does his defensive stuff very calmly, but his passing, his range of passing is fantastic for a centre-back. And, you know, he's played, what, 4 games now competitively for Chelsea this season, and he's looked the part, I should say, which is, you know, obviously what we want. The fact he's homegrown is great. You know, he's doing that 26 jersey, very proud at the moment, which is what we want to see. You know, we saw Moises Caicedo come on with a bit of time. He didn't really have an awful lot to do, which was good. You know, Leslie Ugochukwu, big lad, he threw himself about a bit. His passing, particularly first half, was a little bit sloppy, but that, you know, it's fine. Sanchez, as I said, made a mistake. But you know, I think the key positives were definitely Madueke. He was fantastic. Colwell, brilliant. Enzo coming on, great. Jackson, great. You know, these are the first team players, I suppose, the ones who are going to play in the Premier League games more often than not, the ones who came on and stole the show. So I guess for them it's important to sort of get those minutes. You know, some of the young kids, I thought Mason Burstow was fairly sharp, but, you know, lacked that little bit extra, you know, and some of the decision making, particularly in the first half, was really not very good. You know, Ian Matson, not fantastic first half. He had a bit of a shocker, to be honest. But, you know, second half, a little bit more composed on the ball. Mason Burstow, again, not fantastic at times. But then at times he had sort of moments of quality. And, that's, you know, it's all about learning experience, isn't it? And ultimately we got through the game. You know, I thought, as I say, Cucurella, I really hope that's his last ever game in the Chelsea shirt, to be honest. He was shocking again, and, you know, if he can't play well against Wimbledon, then no disrespect to Wimbledon, as I said about Luton, no disrespect, but we should be beating Wimbledon pretty comfortably. And in the end, we dominated. We should have had, you know, should have put some chances away. No doubt about it, that chance as well from Conor Gallagher, that was probably the nicest move we'd played all game. You know, proper link-up play throughout, you know, got the ball into the right area of the field. You know, Jackson involved, Enzo involved, Conor Gallagher gets the chance of 6 yards out and manages to hit the top of the crossbar and it goes out. So I don't really know how we didn't score there. Then there's the one at the end, as I say, and then literally the last kick of the game. We're, you know, tearing downfield, their keeper is out of his net, he's at the other end. And we somehow, with Enzo, manages to completely miss the goal, which isn't really fantastic and very helpful. But, you know, it's fine. We got the win, to the third round, got to move on. There's a few players there who you know, probably have shown that they weren't quite ready, to be honest, for Chelsea and for this level. And that's that. Where do we go from here? Obviously, we've got Forest on Saturday, so let's just go keep winning. That's what we've got to do, keep winning. You know, if we win that, that'll be three in a row, albeit, you know, Luton, Wimbledon, Forest at home, you know, we should be winning those three games, but, you know, that's what we've got to do. Get into Forest. You know, we'll be obviously discussing that properly tomorrow in the pod, but that's that. You know, we move, we get the 3 points. We don't, it's a cup game, that was a joke. But, you know, we get the win today. It's one of those, really, isn't it? Like, at the start of the game, you would have taken it. I think we didn't play very well, but we won. Came from a goal down. That's something, you know, some of those players would have had to kind of find out the hard way here, that, you know, you've got to get on with it a bit. But ultimately, as I keep saying, we won the game. And that's all that really matters. Don't think there'll be too many selection headaches for Poch, to be honest, looking at Saturday in terms of who's going to be playing. I think it'll be pretty much exactly what you'd expect. No one who you wouldn't expect to really showed massive today. And that's that. So, yeah, we move on. We've got the job done. We are into the third round of the Carabao Cup, which is a privilege, I guess. Fair play to Wimbledon. They came. They brought their, as I say, a lot of fans. They sold out. They were loud all game. They had their moment in the first half. They defended fine. We didn't make it very difficult for them, really, until the second half. It was just kind of a lot of side to side, very static, very slow. You know, second half, we made them work a little bit harder and probably should have ended up putting three more chances in the back of the net and winning 5-1, which, you know, that would have been a more comprehensive win. But ultimately, as I keep saying, you know, they are their day out. We did our job. We move on, and that's it. And there's the tunes of Chelsea. But yeah, that's my little summary of the game there. I've just rambled on for nearly 9 minutes. There it is. Chelsea are through to the third round of the Carabao Cup. We beat Wimbledon 2-1, if you weren't aware. And yeah, bring on Forest. Up the Chelsea.
Right, so we had a bit of miscommunication going on there. Apologies, guys. Enjoy this kind of dissected pod between me and Tom's thoughts on the game. So I've just seen Tom's basically done his. I was on a tube and he said he might have got something wrong in saying Matson was shit in the first half. I think he might be right. I need to listen to his, but I'm getting this out for you lot, the people's champ. This is what we do. We are the champions of the people. Sorry, I've had a couple. Matson wasn't shit in the first half. I think it was that Diegzi guy. He was a bit poor, I thought, first half. It was that left side. The right side was very good because Noni Madueke, he runs down the wing for me. He might be taking the Marcus Alonso chance. That's what my sources are telling me. He was very good. He was silky. There were some lovely bits of footwork from him, also from Jackson when he came on in the second half. Lovely stuff. We love to see it. I thought Colwell was winning. He wins that ball so much. He was winning every header going against these big Wimbledons. And some of those, we're getting used to them this season. We're going to be seeing them a lot more over the next 10, 20 years. You know, he's going right to the very top, this kid. The clipped balls down that left channel were just appetizing to watch in that first half. Yeah, I thought he was absolutely phenomenal. He did come off. I hope he's not injured. I don't think he's injured because he made a ridiculous tackle, actually, to track back just before he went off. Hopefully he's absolutely fine and remains unscathed. But they got their penalty. It looked like Sanchez went to punch the cross away, a set piece. They hadn't been in our half. They got an our half, they got a free kick. They crossed the set piece and Sanchez goes to punch. I think the ref was very happy to give a penalty for the underdog. I think it looked a bit soft. I need to see the replay. Anyway, they dispatched the pen. We ended up getting a pen of our own towards the end of the first half, which was key. Noni Madueke, a lovely jinking run down the wing. I thought he was awesome. And he did that, and he ended up earning the pen, and he took the pen, and he stuck it in the bin. 1-1, Noni Madueke gets his second goal, I believe, for the club after that consolation against Arsenal. And then we end up winning the game purely because we weren't really doing a lot going forward, and then Enzo came on. Enzo comes on, he controls the game, the tempo's changed, they're getting less of the ball. You know how it goes, you know how it is with Enzo on the pitch, we all do. And he ends up getting his first Chelsea goal, which is lovely. I'm glad to have seen it in the flesh. And yeah, that bloke is just class. He just oozes class. Because it was actually kind of keeper error where he went to sweep, miss kind of cleared it, falls to Enzo. He could take it first time, could left foot, try and get it in, might be a bit accurate. He goes, nah, coolest man in the stadium. I'll just kind of take my time with it, open up the angle and just pass it in. He's class. He is absolutely class. But yeah, I thought he was great when he came on, as he always is. Jackson was good when he came on. A lot of nice link-up play. Connor had bits and bobs that were quite nice down the right side. It was weird. It was like, oh no, sorry. Down the right side was the entire game was where we were threatening. Although saying that, United fans might take a bit of joy. I thought Cucurella was okay. I thought he did well to set up a Gallagher chance right at the end that Gallagher should have scored to bury it to make it 3-1. He didn't. We had numerous chances, to be fair, to kill the game off towards the end in particular. There was one even where their keeper went up for a corner. We broke from that. And what was very refreshing, we've touched on it in the Liverpool game where Sanchez came across. And yeah, he might have punched someone in the head and given away a penalty. But the remaining corners... See, I've got a bit of corner PTSD, as I'm sure many Chelsea fans do, in that Kepa, it felt like they were going to score every time. He claimed about 3 or 4 of them and we broke very swiftly from them. And that happened 2 or 3 times. So that was refreshing. I know people might say, oh, it's Wimbledon. Well, Wimbledon are a physical team. They're a team that are going to, that's what they're looking for. That's what they're trying to get something out of the game with is set pieces and try and bully us because we're not the biggest team. And yeah, we were adequate in terms of dealing with that. I thought our good pal from down under, Big Les, he struggled, cunt. He had a bit of a fucking struggle. Well, actually, no, that's wrong. There was one switch of play he did that was lovely in the first half over to Madueke. However, he was at fault for losing the ball for the free kick that got given away. It was a bit poor. He got pressed. He wasn't resistant to it. Turned, lost the ball, and that's what gave him the free kick because they'd done nothing, and we'd actually started the game very well. The performance, the result doesn't reflect the performance, which is often the case with us because we don't finish our dinner. But 2-1 sounds more nervy than it was, I thought. I'm looking forward to hearing what Thomas has to say. You guys might have already heard that. Or maybe you haven't. Maybe you've heard mine first. Who knows? Anyway, up the Chelsea, guys. Good stuff.